Would you expect them to clear across or clean across?
Well, I believe it'd be over more than a clear across. It'd be one of the two terms that'd be used. It went clear across or went over the river.
Uh-huh.
Went clear over. I think probably you'd hear it more
over.
Just clear over.
Mm-hmm. And if, on the other hand, you threw this at a house and you heard a tinkle of glass and then a thud on the other side, inside, you say it's this.
It's through the window.
Uh-huh. And let's see, when you were. If someone called you here, but you were at your residence, you'd say you weren't here, you were.
At home, I expect. No. At home, I expect. You very seldom say the residence.
Mm-hmm. I had to talk around it then.
Yes.
I wanted to see if you would say at home or to home.
Oh, I see. What
but I didn't expect to home.
Yes. At home. That's what you do.
If someone is coming this way, you say he's coming how in respect to you? Away from you? Or?
Well, I think you'd say toward me.
Uh-huh. If you meet someone accidentally, well, let's say you meet someone accidentally downtown and your wife says to you, did you intend to be down there? You say, well, I just went down there. I
just happened to run into him, that's what you should say.
And if you give a child the name of his grandfather, you say you named the child
Horace Grandfather.
Horace
Grandfather.
And around the farm, what did you have to get rid of the rats?
Well, we've used a little of everything. We've used poison, we've used what is that little animal?
Ferret?
Ferrets. We used ferrets, some. And traps, would that be the name?
I mean,
we used poison gas, too, some.
Oh, I think that's dangerous.
Yeah, did a pretty good job. You can get it closed in under a house and just pump that gas in it. Potassium. Cyanide.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty quick acting.
Did you have pets when you were a boy?
Dogs, pet dogs.
Was cat common around the barn here?
Yes, there's always cats around the barn. I never considered them much as pets, so we always had cats.
Mausers, or use them for mice?
Yes, sir. Yes.
What would you call your dog if you wanted him to attack another dog?
Sigum.
And if he wanted him to come to you?
Here, I think. Here, we call the dog by name. I don't have to be.
And a dog that is not of any particular breed is a
mongrel.
Here, I'll set up another artificial situation. What do you have to be careful of if you're walking across the pasture with a red shirt on?
Well, people ordinarily think of bulls, but it isn't true. I never have felt that a cow has any sense of color.
It's the motion.
I don't know why people think of the red, because I've watched it many times. Usually you'll have a free color in a herd of cattle. When we round up, we bring the cattle all in the pen. You cut the cows out and then you brand your calves.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're through branding, you'll turn the whole group out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the cow will have maybe he'll have a black calf or a white one. Or they never pay any more attention to that calf than they would a red one or a white or a white face. They'll try to find a calf by bawling and smelling.
Mm-hmm.
They'll run up to a calf, they'll run up to a red calf, and her calf may be a snow white calf. They'll run to a red one and smell of it. So I've come to the conclusion they have no sense of color.
Uh-huh.